I started in September 1964.
Okay.
And that, well, that was right after the summer in which these three civil rights workers were disappeared. That's a more contemporary term, but that's what happened. And, you know, found to have been murdered in Mississippi. And Andrew Goodman, who was the one of those three who was a student at Queens College, you know, was one of those who had been murdered. So I came to the school in the aftermath of that. And during that summer, so it must have been back in either the end of June or early in July, there was a fast. I think it was 1 week, of some number of students demanding that the U.S. government, in particular the FBI, find out what went on there. Of course, in fact, some people in the FBI were complicit in that, even though they don't like to talk about that. But anyway, so my brother, my next older brother, participated in that. When I got to the campus, there was a group called the Student Help Project, I think, which was one that I was aware of, or became aware of, because my next older brother, Eric, had been working with them, and he got little brother Wally to do it. And basically that project, as much as I remember, I'm sure Mark would remember better than some of the others who were involved in the civil rights movement. It was a project to go to South Jamaica and tutor young students with the idea of helping them to, you know, achieve better grades, do better in school, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get involved with that a bit. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't too long before, well, I'm sorry, there was another thing that went on back earlier, probably around 1960, that my oldest brother, Peter, was directly involved with, and that was when they had the sit-downs at the lunch counters in the South. It was initially focused around Woolworths, the Woolworths company. So there were various sympathy support activities that developed around the country, including in downtown Flushing at the intersection of Main Street and Roosevelt Avenue. There was a Woolworths there. So every Saturday for months, my brother would go down there and participate with demonstrations. I assume there were other Queens College students who did likewise.